Martin Schwedler, the CEO of Quantum Exponential, joins us today on Stockbox following the listing today on the Aquis Exchange. Hello, Martin. How are you?
Hi, Mark. Thank you very much. Very excited to got the listing done today and excited to be here on your show.
It's very good to have you. And yes, it is always an exciting day. You've got the listing. You are now trading on the Aquis Exchange. So let's just find out a little bit more about the company then and what you're all about. So Quantum Exponential, I like the name. Now, most people have heard of things like quantum computing, although they may not know a whole lot about it or how it actually works. But you're not just looking at quantum computing, are you? You're looking at the whole quantum technology space, which I believe can actually be quite vast. So what are quantum technologies?
Look, Mark, I mean, let me give you a little bit of a breakdown on what is quantum technology. Basically, it's centered on the use of quantum bits, qubits, which are units of information. And unlike our basic binary system, where you have bits which represent either zeros or ones, qubits can represent both at the same time. And by exploiting that superposition principle, as we say, the quantum computers can be, and quantum technology can be a lot faster than all the computers supercomputers we have now, and so that can solve problems far beyond the current ones. And there are many areas where you can use it. So far we have seen a lot of crypto quantum systems. We're seeing a lot in the chemistry sector, the logistics sector, medicine, finance, and in energy as well. And I mean, basically, I think there has been a lot of money going into the quantum technology research over the last three decades, but it has all been in university labs, and only recently it has all technology has kind of left the labs a little bit and has become commercial and has kind of hit the world. And since then, you can see that there's a lot more media coverage. There's a lot more hype around it. And when you look at it, the CEO of Google recently said in a BBC interview that there will be two disruptive technologies over the next 25 years, which will change the world. And one will be artificial intelligence and the other one will be quantum technology. Governments have spent, I think, $25 billion dollars or have committed $25 billion on the development of quantum technology. All the big tech companies are pouring money into it to win the race against each other. Who will be the first one on the market with a viable product? You have seen the first three listings of bigger individual companies, quantum companies on the US markets with Arkit, Rigetti, and IonQ. So there's a lot happening in that sector, and it's very, very exciting.
Okay. And is the company solely focused on investment opportunities in the quantum technology space?
Yeah, basically, I think that is the USP we are offering. Mm-hmm. We are basically the only, we are a venture capital fund, which is publicly listed, focusing purely on quantum technology investments. So that means we're the only company, a VC fund, which has a sole focus on quantum, and is publicly listed to gives the investor the opportunity to trade in and trade out. And I mean, you have to imagine. I mean, there are a lot of VC funds which do deep tech, but they do the whole broad spectrum of tech. We are purely focused on quantum, and we have shaped our advisory board and the people we've hired solely around the quantum technology. So that means we have the full power to source, to analyze, to nurture, and to exit quantum technology investments.
Okay. So what are the sort of opportunities out there then that you see? And I think importantly as well, how will you evaluate potential and exciting projects whilst ensuring good risk management?
We are investing into seed rounds and maybe in some Series A rounds initially, because I mean we have raised now £5.3 million pounds. We've done our first investment already in Arkit Quantum Inc., which is a Nasdaq listed company, where we are sitting on around a $3.5 million capital gain. And the investment size will be around 100,000 to 500,000 pounds. So basically, the main companies we'll probably be looking at will be spin-offs from universities, early foundings from professors, scientists, from smart people. So it will be very early stage and probably not easy to find. That's why we have three quantum scientists on our board. We have two former CEOs of the UK Space Agency and European Space Agency. We have the best patent lawyer in the UK on board. We have David Williams, the founder of Arkit, on board. I mean, who's obviously very deep into the whole quantum world. So we have a lot of players who can help us find and then analyze opportunities. And here, I mean, to come back to the due diligence part, it's quite difficult to analyze the opportunities because it is very early stage. So what we're seeing is probably the first prototype or the first drawing of a patent, and commercial viability of generally the technology and the product we want to invest in is probably out like 3-4 years. So for an individual to take this investment decision, impossible. For us, with the brain power we have and the diverse board we have and intellect we have, it's going to be hopefully much easier because we have the scientists coming on board to analyze where the patent and the technology work. The patent lawyer will look at the legal foundation. We'll have the venture capitalist who will look at the valuation and the viability. We have the entrepreneurs who can see the growth potential of the opportunity. So we are covering a lot of bases, which should make it more successful than other opportunities for the investors.
Okay, and can you share any opportunities with us now, or is it a matter of still things being analyzed and we'll have to wait for some announcements?
Yeah, it's obviously, I mean, obviously quite confidential, the whole thing. I mean, to give you a glimpse, we have analyzed around we are monitoring around 175 opportunities at the moment, which are in the space where we are investing. We are in kind of heads of terms and due diligence with two companies, so quite far advanced, and have two other companies where we are kind of entering into that process in over the next couple of weeks. So we are quite hopeful that we will have probably around two transactions signed by the year end, early next year. And the idea is to do like 10 investments over the next year or 18 months, something like that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, It's small stakes in initially, but we need to reserve some money for second rounds. Obviously, we have the cooperation with Notion Capital, which is one of the larger venture capital funds in the UK. They've actually invested into Quantum Exponential, and their one of their founders and top guys, Stephen Chandler, is also an investor and on the advisory board with us. And so we are collaborating with them on searching for the camp for opportunities, on co-investing. We will probably do the seed rounds where they maybe will chip in some money as well. And then when it comes to Series A, Series B, Notion Capital then will take over and with further investments.
Okay. So as you mentioned, you've raised 5.2 million. Your valuation is 16.4. That was the valuation upon listing today. Is the strategy for the company then to purely be providing seed capital and funding rounds to advance grassroots or early stage projects? Or will you be taking potential positions in other companies as a pure shareholder? And how much involvement will you be having with the opportunities that you're seeking out?
Yeah, look, we are a very early adopter in that market. So we are raising a small fund right now. But the vision is to become a very, very large vehicle, which will be shaping the industry and the technology. So the 5.3 million is the start, but we are actually looking into raising a sidecar fund, maybe even with the participation of the British Business Bank, where we would be raising around 70 million pounds. We're talking to other sovereign wealth funds who would love to set up sidecar funds like that together with us. We'll obviously, when we have done a couple of investments and the share price goes up, we will do capital increases to get more money into the pot. And then we will obviously, the larger our pot is, the more we will go into Series A and Series B opportunities as well.
Okay. And will you be purely UK focused?
I mean, UK is definitely our focus, or definitely our main focus. Mm-hmm. But we are looking at other opportunities around the globe.
Okay.
But I would say probably 70% of the investments will be UK, and the rest around the world. But we are obviously looking at NATO-friendly countries. Mm-hmm. Because you know the quantum and especially quantum encryption is going to be a very sensitive issue also for the military. So mm-hmm. We are on very good terms with the UK government and their institutions, and we want to support the UK government in keeping technology, quantum technology, in the UK and the brain power.
Okay. I did notice in the recent budget set out by the Chancellor Rishi that the government was setting out an ambition to make the UK a global technology and science superpower. So, potentially there's good opportunity to be had by being, 70% UK focused.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, I think, UK is on the forefront here, the problem always is that they're lacking the funds and the money, and that's why a lot of companies are moving into the US, because I mean obviously it's times 10 in terms of funding opportunities, and we want to help the UK government and the industry by funding startups, early stage companies in that technology, and keep the brain power in the UK.
Okay. Well, just a final thought from you, Martin. I wonder if you can just give investors, current shareholders or potential shareholders, people who might be interested in becoming a shareholder, a bit of an idea of the roadmap and maybe, two or three reasons why they might consider investing in Quantum Exponential.
I mean, look, that's very interesting, and we have a very, very exciting new technology which will be disruptive, and we're looking at this at a very early stage and into a very complex technology. So for an individual to take an investment decision on a single investment is going to be very, very tough to make the right evaluation and find the right opportunity. And that's why we have created Quantum Exponential. We want to give the investor the opportunity to invest into a portfolio approach, which is pure play quantum technology with all the experts you can find to support the due diligence, the sourcing, and the exiting. And we are publicly listed, which gives the investor the opportunity to trade in, trade out. You can stay as long as they want in the stock. And it also gives us the opportunity to be more flexible. And we are not as restricted as venture capital fund, normal venture capital funds on when their investment period is, when their exiting period is. We can stay in a stock. If we think it's performing well, we can stay in there for 10 years. If we created another Microsoft in the quantum world, but if we think after a year we want to sell, we sell. So we have no restrictions here. We are an evergreen fund. I think that gives a lot of opportunity for the investors, and we really hope that we can attract retail investors to the stock. I mean, there's a lot of hype and there's a lot of talk about it. On top of the UK government now announcing what you said, that they want to spend more money on quantum technology. Also, the Biden administration is inviting all the big tech companies for a quantum technology conference. So something is happening here. We are here to support it, and we would love to have retail and other investors on board.
Excellent. Well, Martin Schwedler, the CEO of Quantum Exponential, thank you very much for your time. Congratulations on the listing, and I look forward to following the story.
Thank you, Mark, and I'm looking forward to be on your show again.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews, and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching @StockboxMedia.